Be holy.
Be holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Be holy.
All right, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. Listen, today we want to talk about recognition of God, and how in this day and age people still don't recognize who he is. He was amongst people in the day before, and a few years back he was amongst people and he was seen of them, but they didn't recognize him. They talk about him, but they don't recognize him. And so today we're going to read John chapter 1, verse 10. John chapter 1, verse 10 says this: He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. So God came into the very world that he created. He created the world. He came into that world, and the people did not recognize him. You know, they truly repeated or recited the words of God from the Old Testament. But when he actually came to visit, many of them did not recognize him. And it's very sad because God's word is here now and people don't recognize him. You know, he's here now, but they don't recognize him. So let's go back to verse number 10. He came into the very world he created, but people didn't recognize him. They didn't recognize him at all. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. So the people that he chose, which were the Jews, he chose them to be his people. And when he came to visit them, even they didn't recognize him. Even they didn't recognize him. And so now we have the things that God have said. Matter of fact, his spirit, he will say things and people won't recognize that the spirit is saying anything. You know, the scripture talks about he who has an ear, let him hear what the spirit says to the churches. And so the spirit speaks, but because the people don't recognize the language of the spirit, they don't recognize it, they don't know that the spirit is speaking. I'm not talking about English. I'm not talking about Spanish. I'm not talking about Hebrew. I'm not talking about Greek. I'm talking about the very words, the commandments that he gives or gave, and he reiterates now to let us know that we're heading down the right path or we're heading down the wrong path. And when he speaks, those who are his children, those who can actually hear his voice, will respond. Remember Jesus said, the people hear God's voice, they'll respond to him. The sheep that hear him, they will respond. And so the people who hear respond, but the people, it's a majority of them who cannot hear. There's a majority of church people who are deaf, who cannot hear what the Spirit says, and therefore they don't recognize him again. They first off, they didn't recognize him when he came to visit as the Son of God. They didn't recognize him then. And so now that he's the Spirit in the church, they still don't recognize him. But you know who they recognize? They recognize popular people. They recognize popular sayings. They recognize television shows. They recognize music. But when it comes down to what the Spirit says, because the Spirit will tell us all the things that people can't tell us. There are certain things that preachers just can't tell us, but the Spirit knows those things, and the Spirit will make it known to his people. And so the churches are filled with people who are not God's people, filled with them. And so they go to church, they're in charge of the finance, they're in charge of all the preaching, they're in charge of all the teaching, but they still can't hear God, then they don't recognize him. They're in charge of all the music, but they don't hear God, they can't recognize him. Just like the people of old, he came into the very world he created and they didn't even recognize him. The very church that God set up, and he comes in and people don't recognize him. Matter of fact, the Spirit is everywhere, except in churches for the most part. He's everywhere but in the churches, because the churches don't recognize him. Number 12. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become the children of God. See, they believed him, accepted him, obeyed him. He gave them the right to be what? Children of God. To become who? Children of God. But in this day and time, they don't believe him. They don't accept him. But they think they have the right to be children of God. They call themselves children of God, but they have not accepted him. They don't believe him. Jesus said, if you don't obey, you're going to hell. That's basically what his message was. He came to take away or to preach that there is peace between God and man via Jesus Christ. But they didn't believe him. They didn't believe him. Mm-mm. So if they didn't believe him and they didn't accept him, then they have to go to hell, because the devil don't believe him. The devil don't accept him either. And so when we don't believe and accept God, we act like who? We act like the devil. And so we know the devil's not going to be saved. So let's not fool ourselves thinking that we're going to be saved if we don't believe and accept him. They are reborn, not with physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. Those who are the sons and children of God, they are reborn from God. They're reborn from God. They're not reborn via human passion and physical nature and all that. No. But a birth that becomes or comes from God. That's what happens when you believe God and you're born again. When you're born again, you're born again. You're not the same. You're not a physical being anymore. You're a spiritual being. You're born again. I contend that most people that attend church have never been born again. That's why they continue to stay in sin, continue to make excuses for sinning, saying that they're human. But here it says here, you're not human anymore. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. They are reborn. That birth comes from God. But if they don't accept God and obey God and recognize God, they don't get the rebirth. If you want the rebirth, you have to accept, believe, and obey God so that you can get the rebirth. The scripture says, the Spirit is given to those who obey him. The Spirit is the reborn. That's the reborn or the rebirth. But most people don't want to be reborn. I really don't. Well, I do understand it. It's the devil in them that don't want them to obey God and believe God so that they would be reborn. And so if they're never reborn, then their children aren't reborn. Their spouse never becomes reborn because they never see it. Nobody talks about it. And so the church isn't talking about being reborn. And so they walk around going to church as if church is like a social event or a movie of some sort. And so nothing needs to be done. You know, when you go to the movie, the only thing that needs to be done is for you to sit down and grab you some popcorn. Well, that's what they do at church. They come to church, they sit down, they say amen, they clap, they give a little money and go home. But they have to be reborn. Matter of fact, Jesus told Nicodemus, you're basically a minister. You're a teacher of Israel, and you don't know that you have to be reborn. You don't know this. In other words, it was guaranteed that the preachers were supposed to tell people about being reborn, to change. Believe God, there is peace between God and man via Jesus Christ. Before it was, if you sin, you die. God says, if you sin, you die. Man sins, man has to die. Then God comes back and says, okay, my saying is still true, but I will make a way of escape for you. I will show you peace between me and you. We're going to cast all your sins on this flesh called Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He will die for the sins of the world. And if you believe that, guess what? You will be, if you believe it, accept it, and obey the commands that Jesus left for us, then you will be reborn. But if you have a problem accepting, you won't recognize him. The only reason you don't accept it is because you don't recognize him. And because you don't recognize him, you won't obey him. And you sure enough won't believe him. And if you don't believe him, that means you will have to go to hell. I don't want anybody going to hell. Matter of fact, God don't want anybody to go to hell. But it's the choice is up to us. He leaves all choice up to us. We have all this free choice. And people don't take advantage of what God has already set up for us. And it's a shame because he came into the world that he created himself. And we didn't even recognize him. We didn't recognize him. Number 14. So the word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness. And we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. We've seen it. We've seen that flesh. We've seen him do this. He's done this thing. But we didn't recognize him. So now we have our chance every day of our lives to recognize him, to believe him, to obey him, to accept him. If we don't accept him, it's not like it's going to go away. He's still going to be there for those who will accept him. God has already set it up for all of us to be saved. But if we don't take the advantage, if we don't take advantage of his love, to hell we're going.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be Holy.